In mid-afternoon, the commander of the parliamentary army, the Earl of Essex, began to cannonade the royalist infantry. Balls thudded and hissed in the grass, taking a life here, a limb there. Then Prince Rupert led his cavalry forward down the hill. For the men in the Parliament lines, watching a distant trot turn into a canter and then a charge, and seeing their own muskets have no effect on the suddenly, terrifyingly hurtling horsemen, the moment of truth had arrived. War slammed into them. Big dark horses, bright, deadly steel. They panicked and broke, Rupert's horsemen following fleeing troopers all the way to the baggage train. Rupert must have thought this was going to be easy. But by now the parliamentary infantry had crawled forward, the two great phalanxes of pikemen heaving and pushing at each other amidst the musket fire until they dropped of exhaustion. Somewhere, amidst the smoke, fire and steel, was Sir Edmund Verney. The royal standard clenched in his hand made him an obvious target. They never even found his corpse.